Episode 2028, Breathe Again.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing this week? I mean, seriously, have you taken a moment just for yourself? Today is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I know sometimes things get crazy. I get it that the kids are just wanting everything from you. Your spouse is demanding other things. Your house is crying out for how much laundry. Take a deep breath. Breathe again. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what is ruling your everyday? Life is full of adventures. Some you want to remember and others you desire to bury. No matter what your day brings, breathe again. You know, this season has been very strange. You got COVID-19, regulations all over the place, and the summer of unknowns. And then guess what? Can you believe we still have school starting around the corner? And we've got districts around the U.S. that are postponing them. And then we've got some that are going ahead full speed, and they're going to be going to school in 2 weeks. What are we to do? There's so much noise in our homes. You got the children, the spouses, the laundry, the pets, the thoughts, social media, computers, you name it, you got it. And then you add your job, community and church involvement. You get the news yelling at you. You're like, oh my gosh, wait, we haven't even factored in emails. Life is a full-time job. No wonder overwhelm can truly suffocate our days. Have you ever hit the ground running only to find out that you can't remember what you did all day? You're like, wait, I know I did something, but what did I do? I don't feel like I did anything. And then you're like, am I not supposed to be living? And then we begin to beat ourselves up. We wonder, why are we living this way if I can't even remember what we did? I was with the kids all day. What did we do? Did I even have an actual conversation or was I worried about it? Oh, wait, I know I made dinner. What did we have for dinner? These are weird conversations that are very micro thoughts in our head. But the thing is, it gets us thinking that, well, we're not all put together. If our bodies did not have the mechanism to operate without conscious thinking, all of us would be in a pickle. We would forget that we're hungry. We would forget that we needed to empty our bowels. What about breathing? Oh, wait, yes. The basics of life would become a priority because we would have to think about it every single second. But with our busyness, we take life for granted. Stop the nonsense and breathe again. Pause where you are now. I don't care what you're doing. Okay, if you're driving, then go to a safe place before you pause because you need to, you know, kind of focus on the road. I get that. But I want you for a moment. And when I say a moment, I'm talking like just the rest of this episode as a moment. You have a few minutes, correct? Put your hand on your chest. Feel the beat of your heart as you breathe in and breathe out. I want you to take a deeper breath. I want you to feel your chest rise. I want you to feel your abdominal muscles engage. I want you to feel your shoulders relax. Without breath, there is no life. So call out to yourself today. Feel the breath move throughout your body, rejuvenating and renewing you at the cellular level. This is calm at the core, inspiration for your heart and circulation for your body. Breathe again. Expand your lungs and increase your awareness. Be alert for what you can bring to your everyday. God is showing up, but are you? The thing is I know you are in the busyness world. You got that nailed. You are scheduled at the wazoo. If that's the life you love leading and you can remember everything, that's awesome. But I know with me, my days are numbered. And as I get older, it seems like my days are getting shorter. As I'm spending time with my daughter and my mom under the same roof, yes, my son-in-law is here too, but I'm looking at just our family generation, three women, and my daughter is now pregnant with her child. So wrapped up in this little house is four generations. As we're sitting eating breakfast together, once in a while we pause for lunch when we're not painting and high on a ladder, but otherwise we have an early dinner and we're enjoying each other's company, enjoying each other's stories. We're making memories, yes, while working, but we are ever so present. We are aware, we're observant, we're engaged in what our day holds true. That's what God wants for you. Are you engaged in your day? Are you willing to expand your lungs and increase your awareness so you can see what God sees for you? The day will not rule you if you rule the day. Breathe again. Open up your five senses to enjoy the day. May God's blessings fill your day regardless of your circumstances. If you're looking for Him, you will find Him. But if you have your blinders on and you're looking for the negative, if you're looking for the hurt, if you're looking for the pain, you're going to find all of that. And I'm not saying that you can escape it, but if you're always in search of it, I promise you it will show up. So you don't have to push it to the side, but keep your focus and breathe again on what God has in store for you. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.